Jorge Moraes apresenta Agora Conversamos Nós.
Bem-vindos a mais uma edição do Agora Conversamos Nós. Temos como convidado o Mayor da cidade de Bedford, o Sr. John Mitchell. Mayor John Mitchell, very welcome to WJFD. How are you today?
I'm well, George. It's always good to be with you.
Thank you, Mayor. My first question is about COVID-19. How many cases in New Bedford right now?
Well, as of today on Tuesday, we are up to 31 cases in the city, and there is about another 12 or so in greater New Bedford. These numbers have changed significantly just in the last few days. In part, it's attributable to the fact that there's more testing, more people are being identified as having the virus, which is important. And some of it is attributable to the fact that the virus is here and it's spreading. And so it's a reminder to everybody that the social distancing measures that we have in place are critically important, and we have to stick with them.
New Bedford are prepared to the situation, right?
Well, we're taking many measures. As you know, many activities have been shut down. Any activities that, entail the congregating of groups of people, and that means a great many businesses, of course, the restaurants and the bars and most of the stores in the city. But beyond that, we've seen business slow down pretty significantly in a number of sectors, in manufacturing and on the waterfront as well. And so it hasn't been easy. But we've taken measures, direct measures, to ensure that our residents are protected, especially our seniors. And so, we were making sure that our senior living facilities are buttoned up. We're ensuring that our senior Meals on Wheels program is still running well and functioning. Or even though our city government is working remotely, people are still getting the services they need. Our emergency responders are working very hard, even though they're exposed to greater risk than others. And everybody is I think doing what they need to do, to prevent the spread of the disease. And as I've said before, the more that we are able to succeed at social distancing now, the sooner we'll get back to normal.
Mayor John Mitchell, about the fishermen, they're still working?
So the fishing boats are still going out, but because there's been a significant drop in demand for scallops and other fish by American and European restaurants, there aren't as many boats going out these days. And look, in the long run, New Bedford fishing will be in a good position, but for now, a number of fishermen and their families are have had to sacrifice, as have many employees in our fish processing plants as well. We have many of those, and it's not easy on them. It's not easy on the folks who work in restaurants. It's not easy on seniors. It's not easy on children. But I've been very proud of what I've seen among our residents. They've persevered. They've worked together. They've been very level-headed, and that's exactly what we have to do to keep everybody safe.
Mayor, do you have new restrictions to New Bedford?
Well, we'll see how it goes. The restrictions we have in place will remain in place for some time. You really can't start to back off of those restrictions until you see a drop in cases. And you can't really know that your cases are dropping until you're doing testing for just about everybody who needs a test. And we're not at that point now because the tests are just not nearly available to do that. So, over the next couple of weeks, we'll continue to see more and more testing done, and hopefully, we'll be able to weather the storm.
If somebody in Bedford feels sick, what do you have to do?
Well, people should only call for emergency service if it is a true emergency. If you are feeling sick, you should not go to the emergency room. You should stay at home and call your doctor. That's what you should do. You know, we only want emergency services for those who are really, really need them, and that's because we're trying to ensure that our hospital, St. Luke's, as well as the other hospitals in the region, have the capacity to address everybody's needs. If the hospital gets overloaded with people, then, you know, there will be others who will be denied service, and we don't want to reach that point.
Mayor John Mitchell, any more information to people lives in Bedford?
Well, I think that's it. I just, you know, look, this is difficult. You know, we've asked a lot of people, especially when it comes to social distancing, and it's something that we're going to have to continue to stick with. And people should, we should all take heart in the idea that if we do this stuff the right way, that is, if we maintain good social distancing now and good personal hygiene, the sooner that we'll be able to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Mayor John Mitchell, I appreciate your time to WJFD, and be safe.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. It's important to get information out to all the residents so they understand what's going on.
E assim está concluída mais uma edição do Agora Conversamos Nós. Hoje, como convidado, o Mayor de New Bedford, John Mitchell. Fica já aqui a informação. Até este momento, 31 casos de Covid-19 registados na cidade de Baleeira. Continue em sintonia com a sua WJFD, continue informado, mantenha-se seguro e tranquilo a ouvir a rádio que gosta de si.
Jorge Moraes apresentou Agora Conversamos Nós. Esta entrevista está disponível em wjfd.com.